You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. 2:06 p.m. Tuesday. Listen, I gotta tell you as I get into my comments here. This morning, as I was preparing for the show, I came across an article regarding the U.S. Air Force's new multi-million-dollar training facility for waterborne operations. All right, the facility is part of AFSOC, the Air Force Special Operations Command. It's in an era right now where Navy SEAL movies come out every month that, even though that happens, people are often unaware, though, that some of the most elite special operators are actually in the Air Force. Guys like pararescue jumpers, PJs they call them, TACP, combat controllers, and more. Well, the PJs, like the PJs especially, they're like trauma surgeons who can jump out of airplanes, kill bad guys with one hand, and conduct delicate life-saving procedures with the other. Their selection and training to be a PJ is among some of the most difficult in the world, and I'm pretty sure the select few members of the pararescue jumpers don't join to learn how best to lose their identities and become more passive. You know what I'm saying? So it was with some surprise, and yet no surprise, that I read the headline from the article that I found this morning, which read, here's the actual headline, quote, Air Force's new $66 million Special Warfare Training Center will have mixed gender facilities. What? Surely not, I thought, but surely it is, I found. Here's a quote from the actual article on military.com. Quote, a new $66 million aquatic training center being constructed for Air Force Special Warfare candidates will include mixed-sex restrooms, locker rooms, and showers as the service tries to further integrate its facilities. And my thought was, well, there's no expense being spared to drive down the recruiting numbers, I guess. One Air Force spokesman proudly announced in the article that it was the beginning of an effort to promote such integrated facilities across the Air Force Special Warfare Training spectrum. Oh, yay. So that each gender would be, and I quote, you ready? Quote, afforded the same level of privacy. Huh. Or lack thereof, in my opinion. In a capstone comment in this article, Second Air Force Commander Major General Michelle Edmondson stated, we continuously, it's a quote, you ready? We continuously struggle to recruit enough people who have the potential to meet our standards in Air Force Special Warfare. She went on to say, we need to negate the unintentional barriers that prevent people from being on the team. Well, let me just suggest something for you, Major General Michelle Edmondson. The Air Force is not going to grow its special operations recruiting effort by telling candidates that they're just silly if they don't want to shower together with candidates of the opposite sex, or share a toilet, or sleep in the same barracks, or dress in the same locker rooms. Now, have you noticed that the left is constantly attempting to blur all the lines? And I'm moving my comments now here to a much broader look. I mean, sure, liberal progressives are definitely trying to blur the lines on male-female every day. But they are also working desperately to blur the lines on a lot of other matters, such as national borders, or as to what qualifies as sound investment banking now with ESG, on whether or not a baby is a baby, or if a baby is even alive, on a state's rights to be able to pass laws for its people, or on the issue of whether a parent can choose what's best for their child. You see, blurring of the lines, that's a tactic. They call it diversity, but what they really demand is conformity. You will not be allowed to think, speak, feel, or even appear in a manner which does not fit their notions, or you will immediately be branded with some new shout-down moniker. Just the other day, I was told on Twitter that I was a, quote, white Christian nationalist, ostensibly because I dare to believe that Jesus is Lord and America is great. And oh yeah, apparently I'm white. How dare I? Diversity for liberals is a buzzword that simply means you're not allowed to think differently. Let me suggest to you that it is really not conformity that builds unity. Unity is built when differences are allowed to work together. Take a look at a football team. A few years ago, my brother scored some tickets to an Atlanta Falcons game that included sideline passes during the pregame warm-up. I mean, it was really something to stand down there and see the physical makeup of a whole team of professional athletes up close. But none of them were the same. The linemen, they were huge. The defensive secondary, they were rangy and fast. The running backs, they were built like tanks. And the quarterback was not only an athlete, he was like a virtuoso, like an orchestra conductor. But at no time during the warm-ups did I ever hear anyone crying because the lineman couldn't play quarterback. But yet everyone knew the quarterback couldn't exist without the lineman. And the lineman knew they existed to support the quarterback. The various and distinct characteristics that made each one of those men unique also made the team complete. The whole amalgamation of differences came together when they put on the same uniform and ran the same plays. But they were all distinctly different people. You may be hearing this and thinking, but Phil, you're just saying what the liberals always say. It's about diversity and equity and inclusion. Not true. Not true at all. Because as conservatives, we acknowledge differences. We acknowledge them. And we create a team of widely disparate individuals. We celebrate national pride and patriotic sentiments, and we believe that each household is unique and that parents should come first in a child's life. The differences are celebrated, yes, but the ability of the differences to form a whole are also celebrated. Liberals would have us to believe that the differences are the problem. That in some way we've committed a grievous error if we don't concur with the misguided notions that differences must be erased in order to find the greater good. You're simply wrong if you want to shower in privacy, or at the very least with members of your own biological sex. Oh, wait, there is no biological sex that can be easily defined. Well, that makes it easier. We'll just have unisex facilities because there's really no gender. Whatever. You cannot celebrate your faith because someone else might not share your beliefs. Well, never mind that the personal acceptance is a hallmark of faith itself. We shall do away with any allowance of faith, therefore, so that we can say we have become more inclusive. Whatever. You celebrate America? Well, how does that make the Canadians and the Swedes and the Mexicans feel? Well, I hope they love their country as much as I love mine. But patriotism is uncomfortable for progressives because it breeds discussion of what is best for our country and not just what is blended across the one world that we all live in. Well, listen, that's not us. The United States of America has never been a nation of conformers. We are wildly distinct and generally rebellious with a touch of rowdy. But we are also massively loyal, and we are quick to defend. I mean, a southern white guy will stand next to a northern black guy in a foxhole, and they will defend each other to their dying breath, having nothing else in common outside the foxhole except this one thing, that they know they are different, but they are on the same team. You see, liberal progressives don't want unity, really. What they want is conformity. You cannot possibly be a good little member of the team if you celebrate, believe in, or promote something that others don't. You must conform. And all must promote the same thing. No genders, no borders, no independent finances, no parental decision-making, no life. Just conform. Well, no. Not here. Not going to happen. So just go ahead and brand me with your latest so-called insults. See, I'm a team player, but I've got some notions of my own, and that's as it should be. Progressive ideology highlighting diversity is really just a demand for conformity. And conformity does not promote real unity. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, I am serious when I say I read that article. It's on military.com right now. You can check it out. The Air Force's new $66 million Special Warfare Training Center will have mixed gender facilities. Whatever. I mean, they just don't seem to get it. And they wonder why recruiting's in the tank. We demand conformity. You should, men and women should bathe together. It'll be all right. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Recruiting goes down the tank and troops get pregnant. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.